you had some patients with toxicity that I thought we could just maybe, rather than go through the whole case, really just focus more on the toxicity, beginning with the 47-year-old patient with the dermatologic toxicity.
So this is a gentleman who had a primary ocular melanoma to liver and bone. As you know, we don't have a lot to treat these patients with. We have a rare patient who has benefit from ipilimumab nivolumab with an ocular metastatic melanoma. We've had several over the course of the years. We went ahead and treated him with ipilimumab nivolumab. He developed a rash initially, was treated normally. We didn't do anything about it because it looked like a routine rash. He then went on and developed colitis, which we treated with steroids, our standard high-dose steroid regimen. But while he was on steroids, he called and reported bleeding from hemorrhoids. He wasn't eating very well. He was orthostatic. And then he said at about the same time, again, he was on steroids at the time, that he had developed this new rash on the back of the legs that was spreading very rapidly. He was on Bactrim at the time because we had put him on Bactrim as prophylaxis for the prolonged steroids that he had been on. He came into the ER, was seen by a dermatology resident in the ER, and the dermatology resident immediately said, this is Stevens-Johnson syndrome. So he was admitted to the hospital, was put on very high-dose steroids.
Could you describe kind of his physical exam at that point?
The dermatologist described it as hundreds of red, dusky, irregularly shaped macules and thin papules coalescing into large patches and thin plaques on the trunk. And at that time, there were some erosions on the skin, but no mucosal involvement.
Did they biopsy the skin?
They did. It showed epidermal necrosis and lymphoplasmacytic infiltrate, consistent with essentially Stevens-Johnson syndrome. So he was stable for a couple of days, but you could see the rash spreading into his palms and his soles with a lot more blisters and erosions. Eventually, just sheets of skin started coming off. Still had diarrhea. He went to the ICU. We tried to give him infliximab. I think the management of Stevens-Johnson syndrome is a little bit controversial. When I spoke with the dermatologist, they weren't all that interested in giving him steroids or the infliximab, as I recall. But we did. His continued to get worse. He was transferred to a burn unit for management and died while he was in the burn unit.
Wow, that's terrible.
It's a terrible story.
Can you talk a little bit about the spectrum of dermatologic problems? I know that low-grade problems are pretty common. What kinds of low-grade problems do you see, and what are some of the severe problems?
The low-grade problems really are things that we mostly ignore. It's pruritus and then patches of erythema, sometimes punctate lesions. Not anything that we pay much attention to, and people tolerate it very well. We give them triamcinolone cream or whatever it is that they want to use, more than just the hydrocortisone creams that you can get over the counter to treat the rash. They do very well. We often have them seen by the dermatologist, but it's not necessary because they do okay. There's a group of patients that can develop very severe rashes. I'm not a dermatologist, but we've seen bullous pemphigoid, and we've had to stop treatment because of the bullous pemphigoid, so they develop blistering lesions on their skin. So far, nothing life-threatening. The most severe skin reactions, there are patients who come in with really grade 4 rashes. It's not Stevens-Johnson syndrome, it's not bullous pemphigoid, but they're covered head to toe in what, it's an erythema, but it's almost an indurated erythema. You can almost feel it. It looks very scary. But again, you can treat them with oral steroids and topical steroids, and they tend to do quite well. And then the one Stevens-Johnson syndrome that I discussed a few minutes ago.